The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
When learning Zvachim Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph, besides the sugya of Ora Ali over here in the beginning, it's actually the makar of the sugyas of Pigel. In other words, the Gemara brings the psukim of Veyochel Yeyochel and Karatzos Kosher. The Gemara brings that famous drush on Amad Beis, Chav Ches Amad Beis, Maratzos Kosher, Achyikruv Kol Matirav, Afratzos Posel, Achyikruv Kol Matirav. And besides for the actual amazing Gemara here on Daf Chav Ches, one has to keep track also between the lines about the details and the fine points that are derived when we source, when we make the foundation for the din of Pigel, because there's a lot of different rules about Pigel that can be learned out and shape themselves based on this Gemara. One of the main marmakayimis about the Indian of Pigel is the famous Mishnah Melech and Perek Yud Ches from Psulei HaMikdash and Halacha Zayin that clears a few fundamental questions. First of all, he says, now that we say that there's a din of Karva Kol Matirov by Pigel, that you have to have Achyikav Kol Matirov, like the Gemara's Lashon is in many places in Lamed Dalet Amud Beis over here, and in Menachas Zayin Testament Aleph, and later on Adaf Pedalet, of Meratzel Piguloi, Chutz Azmani and Chutz Amkaimis, Meratzel Piguloi, that you need to have the actual sacrifice of the pigle. In other words, just like you need to have Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika to make a carbon kosher, you also have to have Hilacha and Zrika to finalize and cement in the injection of pigle in the carbon that you made with the Machshava, say it was during Shechita and such. So the Mishnah Melech declares, first of all, let's say you eat pigle before it was Karvo Kol Matirov. Even though pig carbs you definitely won't have until it's Karvo Kol Matirov, but do you have the love of eating Psulei HaMikdash? And it could be that that thesis is suffic in the beginning of Me'ilah, like Reb Chaim Eizer points out in the Yerideh Simon Lamed. And there's another shayla the Mishnah Melech declares also, if by Machshav is Chutzim Kaimoi, do you need to have Zriko, or is it only by Chutzim Mani? Of course, the Gemara always says Chutzim Mani and Chutzim Kaimoi de Meratzel Piguloi, but maybe it's only Agav Chutzim Mani. Mepharshim all discuss, Mishnah Melech himself brings the Gemaras. In any event, do you need to have this din of Karatzos, Kashikach, Karatzos, Posel, Achik, Vukol Matirov, to finalize and cement in the Psal of Chutzim Kaimoi also, or not? Now the truth of the matter is that you have to really correlate these two shilas together. Because if you say that by every pigol, the karas is chal by the zrika, but there actually is a psul that's attained right away b'shas the machshava. Let's say you have machshava shchita, so you need to have the zrika to make the karas of the pigol. But the psul of the pigol is chal right away by the machshava shchita. So now, if you say by the machshava schutzum kaimoi, where there's never going to be karas, that you need zrika, you don't need zrika to make the karas, because there is no karas. Obviously, if you need to have karvokal matir for chutzum kaimoi, you need to have it for the psul. But wait a minute, the psul is chal v'chutzas manai right away by the machshava. You don't need karv v'kal matirav, only for the karas. So if the psul is chal by the shechita, b'shas the machshava, by the kabbalah, whatever it is, by chutzas manai, and you only need karv v'kal matirav for the pig, for the karas, so that by chutzam kaimai, what do you need to have artzahs kosher? What do you need to have maratzal pigulei for? What do you need to have karv v'kal matirav by chutzam kaimai if the psul is chal, even right away, by chutzas manai? So the Briskerov really discusses this, and he said that even if there's a psul of pigle before Zrika, but it's not the psul of pigle. It's just the psul like all other psulei HaMikdashim. And that could be chal by chutzim zmane and chutzim kamei, both of them, right when you have the machshava. But the chalais pigle, even by chutzim kamei where you have a chalais paslos of pigle without the karas of pigle, that would einachanami perhaps need karv v'kol matirav. Again, this is very complex, a lot of different details about this. I just wanted to put it on the table, and I actually want to share a very interesting point. If you look at the psukim that the Gemara is seemingly quoting over here, when the Gemara brings down the psukim, and you look in the psukim inside, and Parshas Tzav, and Parshas Achrimois, the pasuk of Pigel Hu, Lo Yerotze, there's a difference between the psukim of Pigel and Tzav, and in Achrimois, and it goes like this. The pasuk steht weiter, in Perek Yutes, pasuk Zion, steht legabe Pigel. State vim heyochel yeyochel b'yayim ha-shlishi pigel hu lo yeyrotze. Pigel hu lo yeyrotze. And in Parshas Tzav it also says pigel, obviously the first time the pigel is mentioned. In Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, in Parshas Tzav, state the Pasuk has a fascinating difference between the two psukim. And if I'm not mistaken, the Chazal don't address this beferish, if I'm not mistaken. State in Pasuk has a
Mm-hmm.
If a guy is going to have in mind when he shechts the carbon that he's going to eat on the third day, pigul yia, it's going to be pigul. In Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches and Tzav, it says pigul yia. And over here, v'mayochel yiochel v'yayim ashlishi in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Zayin and Kedoshim, pigul hu lo yirotze. Why does it say over here pigul hu? And on Pasuk in Tzav it says pigul yia. What's it? Yeah, they're both. B'yom v'mayochel yiochel v'msar zevach shlomov b'yayim ashlishi lo yirotze. And over here also v'mayochel yiochel v'yayim ashlishi pigul hu lo yirotze. Pigul hu, pigul yia. So today I was thinking maybe stumble batish that it says over here in the pasuk in Tzav lo yechoshiv loy. Obviously we darshan lo yechoshiv b'chashiv b'kotchim, but the pshuto shemikra is lo yechoshiv loy pigul yia. It's not going to be choshiv to him. So maybe it's focusing more on the fact that the balak carbon is not going to have the ritzi of the carbon because it's pigul. So the significance is really that at the end of the day, the carbon is not going to work for him. So even though pigul hu right now, the carbon is fossil, in kedushin pigul hu, when we're talking about the carbon becomes fossil when you have the machshav is pigul. But when we're talking about the guy that he's not going to have a carbon, so we're saying lo yichoshev lo pigul yia, that for all result, all necessary results later, it's going to be pigul, and he's going to go have to go and redo whatever chavis carbon he had. Maybe, but I'm all about ketrach. The Gemara says in Zvachim Chavov in many places that there's a din of karatzos kosher kachatzos posel. Karatzos kosher kachatzos posel is a fascinating halacha in pigul. Normal, if you shech the carbon and you have in mind that I'm going to eat or shech or do the zrika chutzazmani or eat the carbon chutzazmani, the halacha is that it becomes pigul. So if you would figure, oh, so it's pigul finished, it's over. Lamaisa, the truth is that karatzos kosher kachatzos posel, it's not over until you're makirit with all the dollar avodas. You need to have karvu kol amatir. If you shech the carbon with a machshavas pigul and you don't go ahead and do the kabbalah and the zrika, then the whole pigul is not chal. So the pigul is only first chal when all the avodas are done. And these avodas are real avodas to the extent. There's a fascinating chiddush in the Aras Samech, I think it's Beis Yud Beis in Klei HaMikdash, that you can have avodasam mechanchasam on the kli that you use for zrika by pigul. Kal de gezach. Because the ma'aseh it's an avoda, and you need this avoda to shaf that the korban is as a gezunt yoytzig even pigul. Otherwise, it's not pigul. The Mishnah Melech in Seif Perik Yud Ches Mipsulei Amakdoshin clears a very fundamental shaila, an earth-shattering shaila, very negeya, a lot of sugyas and kodshim. If the din, there's two types of pigul. There's chutz lizmanoi and chutz lemkoyim. Chutz lizmanoi means that you had in mind that you're going to shecht it or eat it out of its time. Chutz lemkoyim means you had in mind that you're going to shecht it or eat it. Chutz lemkoyim, I'm going to do the zrika on outside on the street. I'm going to eat the carbon. Chutz lemakom mechitzas achiloso. That's chutz lemkoyim. That's chutz lizmanoi. Chutz lizmanoi is dok charis. Chutz lemkoyim is nishdok charis. There's differences. Is there a din of karatzos, kosher kachatzos, possible by chutz lemkoyme also, or only by chutz lezmanoi? As I declared the Mishnah Melech HaShailo, that maybe chutz lezmanoi has a din of karatzos, kosher kachatzos, possible, but chutz lemkoyme doesn't. As I declared the Mishnah Melech. It's a Shailo. It's a big Shailo. Yeah. Huh?
You give a class if there's a psalm chal before karatzos.
Yeah. Or not?
Do you have
it's a shiloh. That's part of a shiloh. Two ones. One line this and one line that. That's part of a shiloh. Now, granted, there's a lot of Gemaras. The Gemaras, the famous Gemaras, Vachem Membeis, given the other Madi, Mayib Alma, who the Kamadi, everybody shtels the wise, the Mishmal Klein, it's in Fresh Gemara. And we know the Gemara always says, in Menachem Scientist, and it's Vachem Pedal, Shani Chutzazmani, and Chutzazmani, Hoyul Maratzel, Piguloi, and that sounds like it is giving credence to the Avoidus, even by Chutzazmani. The Shalas of Chutzazmani is Lamdavka. There are a lot of rise, the kind of Chemoiz, it talks about this Kapashis Gemaras and Me'ilo Dalin, and hey, that have to do with this. But Akaparam, that is the Mishnah Melech Shaila, and it's a Shaila Yisoidi that's Niskabel from the Mishnah Melech. Eimer Velen Zogin, that Chutz Lizmanoi has to have Ratzos Kosher and Ratzos Pasul to be Chal, but Chutzlum Koyma is Chal right away. As soon as you think it, by the Shechita or the Kabbalah, boom, it's Pigle, it doesn't have to wait until you do the Zriko. So Halloy Dovru, that the Gemara in Zvachim Chafes has gone to Shail
over here,
Shail Shakl Vitaria, about the two Parshas in Tzav and in Kedoshim. Why do I have to have a rerun, obviously? I didn't say the Gemara doesn't address the Bechlal. Why doesn't address the who and the year? But Bechlal, the Gemara says, Avada, this Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, the first one, is talking about the Shpitz, Chutz Lizmanai. The Pasuk in Kedoshim is talking about Chutz Lizmanai. If we're right with that, so Chutz Lizmanai, it says Pigal Yiyah. And Chutzim Kaimai, it says Pigal Hu. It's mamash kemat sways the Mishnah Malach Shaila Poshim for a Shiposik. But Akaponim Hamia Imkinim Anachno. Maybe it's Yesh Dvorim Begav Agam, that if you look at the Gemara Chavches over there, it's a Gantz Shach Vatarya, and it's a very substantial thing. But at the end of the day, Rava doesn't hold. Rava holds that both Pesukim are talking about Chutz Lizmanai, not about one Chutz Lizmanai Chutz Lizmanai. But the whole Shach Vatarya on Amar Aleph is going clear like that. That in Parshas Tzav we're talking about Chutz Lizmanai, and in Parshas Kedoshim we're talking about Chutz Lemkaimai.
That's in Alachi, or that makes sense that he is referring to the Pasha.
What do you mean?
You went out the last thing. It's called Pasha. The fact that
the
first part
is
talking about
Zman,
that's why
I
said
the year.
Seeing if we're right.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.